Fréquence Banane, l'interview à Paléo.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, I think that's a great title, but I had
the question, like, who's Thelma, who's Louise between you two?
Oh,
Thelma
and Louise.
Okay, why?
I don't know, just we saw the tiny similar traits, not through the movie, obviously, but
there was little
tiny
things.
Similar things.
Yeah. We said, oh, that's probably, if we were to be one of them, we'd probably...
I'd be more like that person.
Thelma's more similar to Georgia.
Louise is more like...
Yeah.
And do you feel, like, the connection, like in the movie between you two?
Yeah, that's what made us write the song.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We loved it and we were like, oh my god.
I think when we watched it, it was years back, wasn't it? And at the time, I think we felt quite isolated. We were just writing, was in our house a lot.
We didn't really go out.
And we was in this really kind of weird place of like, not frustrated, but we was in a funny place, just being productive and stuff. And we watched this film and it was really rebellious. it was really good, disembodied.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we obviously liked.
I saw in an interview that you gave that you said we are females of color playing heavy music. How do you think you can make a difference in the fight against sexism, racism, kind of things?
I think just to show, you know, other women or young girls of color growing up that you can do this stuff. Because when I was growing up, I didn't see, you know, bands like us on festivals or out there. You had like Beyonce, who was a singer, but you never saw, you know, people rocking out. So I think we just want to push forward and show young girls who are similar to us that you can do it. And there's another, you know, in music, you can do whatever branch of music you want to do, or arts you want to do. You don't just have to be an R&B singer. People happily label you as that.
We're definitely trying to break that stereotype. I think when we write our songs, we don't consciously seek color or gender.
Mm-hmm.
We just write, you know, and we actually, when we've noticed in our gigs, we see a lot of male audience, you know, because it's genderless. It's, you know, we don't want it to be about that. But the thing we do notice that what we come up against, some hurdles, is that people want artists and bands to stay in their lane. So it's very much like, if you say, for instance, women, you know, they have to sound a certain type in a band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like, oh, I don't want to. Like, I guess there's more females coming through, which is amazing. We totally support that. And we need to still get, but that's not just it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's kind of one type of female coming through at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit like, okay, that's good start.
It's like they found this type that they say, okay, that's allowed to come
through.
But any other type, they're like, no, I'm not ready for that yet.
So we need to just have diversity in the women in music as well. Women in general and diversity, yes. And then we'll be on the right page, but it can't be just one type of women, because there's so many different types of women. We're all wonderful and different in our own way. So I don't see one mould. Why is that the face, one face, the mould for every woman? So that we are going to change that.
I had the question about fashion, because I mean, every time I see photos or concerts, you always look amazing, and I asked myself if that influenced your character on stage or in your life in general.
I think the music definitely came first, but we've always been interested in clothes and like love fashion, but designing our own clothes definitely came after we wrote all our songs, because we just thought, we're making these crazy songs and we feel great performing in it, but we don't like feel like we embody it yet.
Yeah.
So we started like attaching little bits, sewing it on, learning how to sew, then just escalated how when the music did. When the music got heavier and crazier, we started pinning more stuff on and just got more current. And now we can't gig without something that we've made.
So the music definitely mutated our look.
Mm.
That just inspired it.
I had one more question. If an artist or a musician had to cover one of your songs, who would you like it to be, like, dead
That's
or alive?
Good question. I feel like I'd want to have a big contrast, so I'd want like a soulful to like slow us fast, some of us down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like opposite.
Yeah.
Who do I love?
You could have like a jazz person.
Yeah.
It'd be quite interesting.
I love Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
Her voice is so powerful. So I pick her to do like some epic performance of like Wave or something.
Yeah. I think I like the idea of a contrast. Like, it'd be interesting. Imagine like Melody Gardot doing one of
yeah.
our songs. That'd be really unusual. At the same time, I would like maybe, I don't know. Yeah, it'd have to be contrasted, because if you had someone who was pop or rock, it'd be quite easy for them, I think.
Yeah.
Because
it wouldn't change much.
Yeah,
it's already heavy.
It's heavy. It's rock. You know what I mean? But someone to contrast it would be good. I think I'd choose.
They'd
Melody
have to break
Gardot.
It down. Melody Gardot.
Yeah.
It's Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah.
And yeah, just knowing how do you feel about tonight, about the Swiss audience?
I know we've never been to Switzerland before, so it's all very new to us. And we're excited. We're on at like 1:15, and this is the latest we've ever been on. So
mm-hmm.
we've heard we're ending the festival.
Yeah.
With another band.
I think,
yeah. So we're just